USA Radio News.
Today, closing arguments kicked off in the trial of Paul Manafort, who is charged with tax evasion and bank fraud. Both counsels requested 2 hours for closing arguments, and then the jury will get the case. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach won the Republican nomination for governor, ousting the incumbent in the state's primary. President Trump did endorse Kobach, and Kobach was asked on Fox News how much that endorsement helped him.
I think it had a huge impact. There's no question, certainly on Election Day voting, we did very well, and that's part of the reason why when the provisional ballots were counted, they went in our favor. And I think the president's endorsement affected a lot of people's decisions on that day, Election Day, because, of course, he endorsed me the day before. So no doubt it had a huge impact.
Starting September 17th, Southwest Airlines passengers can no longer bring emotional support animals that aren't dogs or cats. You will also need to provide the proper documentation for the dog or cat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A Turkish court has rejected an appeal for Pastor Andrew Brunson to be released from his house arrest during his trial on terrorism charges. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
The 50-year-old pastor from Black Mountain, North Carolina, is facing charges of being involved in a failed attempt to overthrow the government in Ankara. He could be sentenced to a 35-year prison term. The continued detention of Brunson has strained relations with Washington, slapping economic sanctions against this NATO ally, which prompted Ankara to also increase tariffs on American goods. Brunson is due back in court on October 12th.
Facebook inventor and CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that his company flags about 99% of ISIS and Al-Qaeda content before any human sees it when he testified before Congress in April. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter have been under increasing pressure to scrub their platforms of violence, extremism, and a more nebulous concept of hate speech. Facebook said during a three-month period they've removed almost 2 million pieces of content. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's a break in the weather, and firefighters are finally making headway on the huge fires in California. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
A firefighter from Utah was injured battling the historic Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California. This is the sixth firefighter killed in the California wildfires. Overall, the 10th person to die. The Mendocino Complex fire is roughly 350,000 acres. The Carr fire is well over 200,000 acres, and the Ferguson fire is close to 100,000 acres.
Last week, many people who use MoviePass were surprised to learn they could not use it for new releases. Well, this week, MoviePass came out with a new way to make money. Now, they've been struggling to generate some revenue, so now they're going to try to stay afloat by its new subscription plan of 3 movies per month for $9.95. Ted Farnsworth is the chief investor in MoviePass, and he explains now how the company is going to start making money moving forward.
I think basically what it was we really went for, with Mitch's background with Netflix and Redbox, it was really our strategy was go for the growth, get way ahead of any competition out there. So over 3 million subscribers out there. We always believed the business model was totally sustainable, but we knew that we'd have to adjust later on down the road and also have ancillary revenues, other revenues like making our own movies, like we bought a studio out of California, things like that, to come alongside a movie pass as we push people in the theaters and we make money through DVD, through streaming, and other ways.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. It is mostly sunny outside with a high of 85. If I was just talking to my friend Ashley here, and thank goodness it's not raining. Knock on wood wherever you are, unless you're driving, of course. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 90. Not too bad. Tonight, patchy fog. Watch out for that fog in the early morning. I was driving in the other day. Bad, bad stuff, so take it easy. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. What a surprise. Friday night, ditto. I know that sounds unprofessional, but just going to say ditto for Friday night. And going into Saturday, here we go. Saturday, mostly cloudy, which actually means partly sunny. That's how I like to look at it, folks. Saturday night, again, mostly cloudy, around 65. And Sunday in the weekend, mostly cloudy, partly sunny, high around 80. All right, that's your weather. Enjoy your day out there and enjoy the sunshine.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is the contact number for us. Let me tell you something about the Max Challenge in Clinton. We are up and running. Our classes are filling up. We have special classes going on today. If you have not called us and asked about this program and you have health and fitness concerns, you need to call us. We will help you out. Ron and Lauren Edelstein, who are the owners and the driving force behind the Max Challenge in Clinton, they're going to be there to help you. Megan, our lead instructor. Jillian, our instructor and excellent membership experience leader. And me, your host. I'm Mark. Mark LaRose. I never use my last name, actually. I have no idea why. I usually just say Mark. Mark LaRose. I am the manager, instructor, whatever you want to call me. Chief motivator is what I like to say. Giving a shout out to Kathy and to Haley, who I see are watching already. Thanks for joining us. And we have specials going on for enrollment right now, and you are not going to want to miss out on this. So please give us a call, 908-627-7020. I'm going to turn this way just a little bit so I can see you. I am joined today by a very special guest who happens to be a member of the Max Challenge too, and that's how we kind of came into her company. And I am here with the executive director of Valley Crest Farm and Preserve, Miss Ashley Reese. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Trying to figure out the volume on this. Can you say something again?
I'm excited to be here.
Much better. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
I just want to make sure. If I can hear you, they can hear you. So that's going to be important, too.
Okay.
All right. So, Ashley, let's see. I met you on the phone, I guess, first when we were talking about the membership. Mm-hmm.
At the Clinton Township Day.
Clinton Township Day is when it was, too.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's right. And they have something very special going on over at the farm, at Valley Crest Farm, and then we're going to talk about that. There's a festival coming up this weekend, and it's interesting because the Valley Crest Farm and Preserve is this gem that's kind of hidden in Lebanon, isn't it? It's just kind of there. And so that being said, I'm trying to figure this out. Hold on a second. That's four. You're three. There we go. Sorry.
No problem.
Got it now. Got it now. It's hard to tell sometimes. It's because I'm old. So welcome, Ashley. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here, and I love the Max Challenge, and I love talking about what I do. So
awesome. We talked a little bit about it before, too, but before we even get any further, just share with everybody, what exactly is Valley Crest Farm? Give me a little brief history of this, like when it started and their mission statement, which is a unique mission statement. I have to say, I love this. I love this. Please.
Yeah, absolutely. So Valley Crest Farm and Preserve is located in Clinton Township, right off Allerton Road. The farm was founded by the LeCompte family in 1997 and was turned into a nonprofit in 2011. Mm-hmm. In 2016, the land was very generously donated to the nonprofit, so we actually are able to own 110 acres of preserved farm and forest land, awesome. Which is truly, truly incredible.
That's a major thing, yeah.
Yeah, so we are really working hard to build community food security and foster units of change, being our neighbors, to help preserve the environment and make sure that nobody is suffering from food insecurity or, you know, struggling to put healthy produce on their table. That is something that we find to be absolutely unacceptable. So we're really doing everything we can to prevent it.
Excellent. And who donated the land exactly? I want to give a shout out.
So the LeCompte family, Robert LeCompte and his granddaughter, Devin LeCompte, who I am a huge fan of and is on our board, has been and remains very involved in the farm.
Excellent.
So they're great supporters.
Excellent. Fantastic. Checking out the clock here. Wow. See, this is the thing that's going to happen is time's going to fly by. We got about 2.5 minutes before then. So I want to save kind of the meat of this going on here. The one of the main reasons is that we know about Valley Crest from the Clinton Township Day, but also you have a festival going on this weekend.
Yes.
And the Max Challenge is going to have a table there. And so please, 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 when you hear about this amazing festival, And you're saying to yourself, there's no place else I need to be this weekend except at Valley Crest Farms. You're going to have to swing by the Max Challenge of Clinton table, all right, and say hi to us over there. But tell us a little bit about what we're going to talk about with the festival this weekend and how it came about.
Yeah, so we are having our festival on August 18th from 12 to 5, located at our farm. It is going to be such a great time. We're going to have a farm market. We'll be open for pick your own peaches, pick your own apples, pick your own dahlias.
Apples are coming in.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a petting zoo coming, which will be bringing miniature cows, which I am personally just so excited
miniature
about.
Miniature cows?
Miniature cows.
But do they give you small pints of milk?
Joking.
I'm just kidding.
So we're super excited about that. We have a beehive demonstration. We have a reptile show coming in. We have farm games, face painting. Tinker Garden will be there, and they're going to put together a bunch of little outdoor activities for the younger kids. It'll just be so much fun. Candle making, all sorts of really great activities.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Colonial Williamsburg in a sense, too.
It should be really great. We're really looking to celebrate the land and the farm and the history of agriculture, as well as kind of the end of summer. You know, we're really... school's back to starting, and everybody's going to have to get back into the grind of the fall soon.
That's coming up, isn't it? That's fantastic. We're going to delve into that just in a little bit more detail, too. We have just about a minute here, so before I take a hard break, let me tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Max Challenge of Clinton. We opened up July 16th with our first challenge, and we are hearing amazing results. And I'm not joking about this. Amazing results from people already. So if you are used to donating your money to a big box gym on a monthly basis and supporting some random person's children's college fund, even though you never walk in the door, and you're tired of that, then you are going to want to give us a buzz and ask us about the Max Challenge. It is a 10-week body transformation challenge designed to make amazing changes to your health, your fitness, and your appearance. Got a hard break coming up. Going to pay for the show a little bit by doing some commercials. Do not move. This is Max Living. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. We are located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31 in Clinton, right at the Gray Rock there. We have a huge, beautiful, brand new facility, clean as can be. You may not notice, we clean that place like five times a day. I'm not kidding. We are so particular about it. But more importantly, it is staffed with trained experts who have a compassionate heart, who are ready to help you make changes in your life. Giving a shout out to Megan, our lead instructor Megan is watching now. So, hey, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
And Stephanie. I see you, Stephanie. Stephanie was in class this morning. I saw her there. So anyway, I am here with the wonderful Ashley Reese, who is the executive director of Valley Crest Farm and Preserve. And we're going to talk a little bit about the festival coming up this weekend and a little bit more about their mission, too. So, you have a lot of different people coming in this weekend too. And
yeah.
You said that there was, this is the one I told you already, but this is the one that gets to me, is the beehive thing.
Yes.
So what's going on with that? What are they going to do exactly? Are they bringing hives with them, or you have hives on the farm?
So we have hives on the farm. Okay. We have them in two places. We have one set in our lower orchard, which is where the festival will be. And then we actually have a pollination meadow when we have a bunch of hives out there.
A pollination meadow.
Yeah. So it's an 8-acre piece of land that we have where we are working with the NRCS to encourage native pollinator-friendly plants to grow being able to demonstrate the different stages of meadowing. So meadows are actually really hard to develop. So it's a really cool project. We're super excited about it. And we'll keep everyone posted on our Facebook page as we kind of develop it.
Yes. So two things that I forgot to mention. Number one, you need to go to Facebook and like the page, the Valley Crest Farm and Preserve page. And secondly, hey, Ron, I see Ron just started in here. He's my boss, so I got to give him a shout out. Yo. So Ron, hi. And then also, if you have questions for Ashley, and you want to put them live on the comments section here, anything you want to know about the farm, about their mission, about the festival, you can ask questions here, comments. We'll try to get to them as best we can. But if you're watching, I think it's really important, too, is that we know that you're watching. So I need some hearts and some thumbs up flying on this thing so I can see them here. So at least I know you're out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Meadowing is a term I've never even heard before. Is there a... This might sound like a stupid question. I hope not. But is there like a size of land that makes it a meadow? What makes it a meadow?
That is a good question that don't know the answer to. Okay. I don't believe that there is a size requirement. I know our farm director was telling me that trying to get meadows built up was a very popular thing a few years ago. But just given the space needed and the, you know, different pollinators to come in and to rid the areas of invasive species is really prohibitive.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. When I think of meadow, I think of Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, Pooh Bear and Christopher Robin and Aaron the Meadow. Oh, our other friend Megan is watching. Hey, Megan. So that's what I think of with the meadow. So,
yeah.
And so this is interesting. I'm just going to kind of go with this. If people want, and it's important that we have bees. I think we know that there's been a crisis going mm-hmm. on in recent years with bee population.
Yes.
And I'm a firm believer that if the bee goes, we go. It's,
absolutely.
We don't even know. You don't understand how much work these little bees do for us as humans and really the entire environment. If people are watching and listening now and they want to plant bee-friendly plants, what are some of the suggestions you would have for bee-friendly plants?
Well, it depends on what type of pollinator you're really trying to foster an environment for. Actually, bodies of water are really positive because bees need to drink. Bird baths and things like that.
Okay.
Wildflowers are really great. Bees love plants that are purple, but also a lot of like native tree species. When the tree pollen comes and it's all over your car and it's super annoying, that is like Thanksgiving feast to the bees. So
annoying to us, Thanksgiving to bees.
Exactly.
Got
and
it.
They
okay.
are so important. I think in 2015, the EU estimated over $100 million worth of labor costs could be attributed to pollinators. And you can't hand pollinate that much.
No, I guess not.
Without bees, we don't have any food. Or
do you know, I mean, has there been a resurgence in the bee population? I know that there was a lot of work being done to try to figure out why they were dying off.
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons. Habitat destruction is a big one. There's a mite that gets on the bees and can impact the whole colony. That is a big challenge. A number of things. Annalise is actually going to be doing our beehive demonstration at the Peach and Dahlia Festival.
Okay.
And I know that she'll be able to give probably more thorough answers than what I can offer. But
gotcha.
She's going to have a demo hive with a queen bee. You'll actually be able to roll a beeswax candle there.
Neat.
So,
neat.
Yeah.
See, it's a good segue. So if you want the answers to this question, you have to come to the farm on Saturday between
absolutely.
12 and 5.
And she's great. She knows her stuff. She actually was able to show me a bee and point out the mite on it, which
dang.
It had not gotten into our hive, so
wow.
all went there. But
okay, and her name is Annalise.
Annalise,
and she works on the farm.
She does not. She's actually a volunteer that we have.
Okay.
She's in high school, but is absolutely a truly incredible individual.
Nice, very nice.
We're lucky to have her.
Very nice. One of the things that we need to understand is that Valley Crest Farm and Preserve is a nonprofit. So you are always looking for volunteers.
Always, always, always. Any skill set, anything, we need help in the office. We need help putting on programs. We need help on the farm.
Nice.
Always, always, always looking for volunteers.
Okay. So if somebody, like I see my friend Tracy just signed in. Hey, Tracy. If somebody wanted to become a volunteer, what's the first step they need to do? Let's talk about that for a second.
I would say go on our website. We have a volunteer button and a little form to fill out.
Okay.
And then that provides a forum for you to be able to kind of really talk about what you're looking for, what you're interested in. And then we'll get you out and make sure that you're enjoying helping us as much as we enjoy having you.
Awesomeness. I want to talk about your mission on the farm when it comes to helping people with food pantries and the food pantries. Before we even go into that, because this is an incredible thing. And again, I didn't know about this. Like, there's this farm right there in Clinton Township, and it's not just a farm, but as a nonprofit, you folks help people who are in need. And one of the things they need, I'm just going to throw this out before we even talk about it, is they are in need of a refrigerated box truck. All right? I'm shameless promotion guy here. So if you or anybody you know has a working, come on, let's working, drivable, refrigerated box truck that's sitting around, or maybe you're ready to get a new one for your business and you want to donate the old one, you need to contact Ashley, okay? And you can donate it to the farm because they need that for their mission. That being said, okay, and if you need, you can talk to us too at the Max Challenge of Clinton too. But that being said, enlighten me just a little bit more about how the farm helps people in need when it comes to fresh produce, because this is fascinating to me.
So over the last 3 years, we have donated over 150,000 pounds of produce locally. So one of the really great things about our farm is that we do primarily fruit. We just started our vegetable cultivation 2 years ago. So we have beautiful apples and peach orchards. That's not something that's normally accessible for food pantries. And just having fresh foods in general is very difficult. So we donate locally. We work a lot with Norwest CAP, which is a food bank in Phillipsburg, the Flemington Food Pantry, and Harvest Family Success Center all come to the farm weekly and pick up donations of fresh produce. We're also looking at, in 2019, doing a community farm market, which will be a pay-what-you-can structure to allow people to go to a farmer's market and have that experience, be able to buy produce that they want to eat, and regain some of that decision-making power in what they're eating, and also have good food that's affordable. So we're looking at going into an area with low access to transportation and low income, and really, you know, making people, giving people back the power to decide what they're eating. That's something that's just, it's so hard. And it's not the fault of a food pantry, you know, money for transportation, for making sure that you have the storage capacity needed. That is all time consuming. And honestly, a lot of the donations of fresh produce that food pantries gets is not always high quality. So everything we donate is market grade. What you would get at your farmer's market in Flemington is what we're donating.
Got it. Yeah. We were talking about that beforehand. I'm going to say hi to Michelle. I see you, Michelle. And I got to do this too. Give a shout out to the Wolf Pack who's watching, our 5 a.m. Wolf Pack, our 6 a.m. Incredibles, the 9:30 Ninjas, and the 5:30 p.m. class is the happy hour, right? And I think it's the 7:30 Warriors that watch there too. So got to stick the names in there too. And Michelle's watching, so I had to say that, or else she'd be mad at me, I think. We were talking before the show about how when people donate to food pantries, that even the fresh produce, you're saying it's market grade. And it's an interesting thing in that Ashley and I were talking about, is how poor people, and I'm, you know, people who are in need, even temporarily, are usually given produce that you wouldn't buy in a store. It's almost like a second class thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing, first of all, let me just say, there's nothing wrong with ugly produce, and we should all be eating ugly produce. There's no reason to have it just like go into the garbage can. What is important, though, is that we are making sure that the food that we're putting out for people to eat is food that we would give to our children and our families.
Gotcha.
We shouldn't be having some sort of a secondary standard.
I see.
And we certainly shouldn't be giving food pantries and people produce that's like going bad, so they have to spend time kind of going through that and making sure that it's of quality.
Yeah. And so at the Peach and Dahlia Festival, now you're saying primarily peaches, apples are grown. What else do you grow?
So we have a full CSA. So we grow a wide variety of vegetables, and we will have a farm market at the festival, which I'm super excited about. It's not
and
something we've done this
so
year.
So people know, what's a CSA?
A community supported agriculture.
There you go.
So
okay.
You buy a share in the farm early in the season, and then each week go to pick up your share, which is different, whatever we have in season.
Do you have a drop-off point besides the farm where people can pick up?
We don't. This is actually our first year even doing the CSA, so it's been quite an adventure.
I wonder if we might want to talk about that for the Max. It might be an interesting point to possibly do that with. We'll have to talk with Ron and Lauren about that one.
That would be awesome.
You never know. And so with the Peach and Dahlia Festival, there's other things that are going on too. I know you said we got a petting zoo, the beekeeping demonstration, and this is hey Nicole, I see you. I know you described it to me as a kind of a farm market carnival,
yes,
for families. I want to talk a little bit more about your background before we go into that, though. I'm trying to keep it kind of orderly. What else is going on at the festival exactly that families are going to be interested in, besides pony rides, which, you know, is always fantastic? I saw scavenger hunts. What are you doing with a scavenger hunt?
Yeah. So our director of education, Rachel, who is so fantastic, she has put together a full scavenger hunt that'll be on a welcome card you'll get when you come into the festival.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of different activities and the kind of things to look for on that. Once you complete one, you'll get a sticker. And once you have filled out your whole card, you can turn it into our welcome table, and you will receive the prize, which I will not disclose yet.
Not disclosing the prize yet. Okay.
But it is a good one.
But to find out about it, you got to show up.
Absolutely.
That's really what it is. Again, we're trying to get people there.
Yeah.
Before I even move on to that, so if people want to get fresh produce from the farm, what are your hours during the week where people can just, you know, drive out to the farm?
Yeah, and we are open for pick your own peaches, apples, and cherry tomatoes, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day, Monday through Sunday, 7 days
a
week.
7 days a week, 9 to 4.
We have peaches. Peach season is actually almost over, so definitely come out to the Peach and Dahlia Festival. You don't want to miss them. They are beautiful and delicious and so juicy.
Which, by the way, Ashley brought samples, which I love props. I totally love props. When we had coffee beforehand and she didn't want to leave them in her car, so she's walking in with these things. I'm like, oh my God, you're so generous. But do you want to highlight them here? And this way you can hold them up, this way people can see.
Yeah, they're pretty big. I'm not exactly sure if the camera, it looks like it's lagging some. We have in this basket, my farm manager went through and he picked out some that would last and some that were ready to eat now. So I definitely encourage you to dig in. They were picked this morning, so you can't much fresher than that.
No, you can't.
But they're beautiful. They're delicious. They honestly keep really well. I'll freeze them and then put them. You can grill them. And put them in the pies and stuff like that.
Grilled peaches?
Grilled peaches is something. I'll share the recipe on the Facebook page for the Max. They are to die for.
Really?
It's such a good way to eat the peaches. Absolutely.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's good. It's a really, really delicious. It's like a sweet, and then you kind of get that like char from the grill. It goes really well with steak, chicken,
grilled
anything else
peaches.
You'd be grilling.
Son of a gun. Hi, Susan. I see you out there. One of our members, Susan's checking in on us here. And so this is an interesting thing too. Now, dahlias. Why dahlias? It's a unique flower. It's not like you're growing daffodils or anything like that.
Well, so that is one of the draws, of course, is that it's not something that you're seeing every day. And our farm director has been growing them for ages and does, I mean, such an incredible job. Just look at how beautiful those flowers are.
They are beautiful.
So we have them all along the lines entering the farm, and he has a bunch planted on his personal farm as well that we'll be using for the festival. So we'll have flower arranging. He's actually going to give a tutorial on how to plant dahlias and maintain their health, and then we'll have them for sale so you can take some home
with
you. Fantastic. And, I mean, they brighten my home every time I bring them. So
okay, so one of our members, Michelle, just chimed in and said grilled peaches are amazing.
I don't know
how in all my decades on this planet I have not ever heard of this before, grilled peaches. Now I'm gonna, and you would think when I was in Florida I would have heard about it, right?
But
nobody's ever even bothered to mention it.
Well I'll put a recipe on the Facebook page after this.
That's awesome. Really
it's an incredible thing to do with them.
Fantastic. Okay, I'll have to take your word for it until I try them. We got plenty of time here. So I want to talk about you a little bit, Ashley.
Absolutely.
I think you're a very unique lady, besides the fact that you're one of our members. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, I was talking to you about your experience in Virginia that just kind of segued directly into what you're doing at Valley Crest.
Yeah.
And tell me just a little bit, tell us a little bit about your background that led you to Valley Crest.
Yeah. So, I grew up in Hunterdon County and had no experience on a farm. If you had told me in high school that I would be running a nonprofit farm, I would have laughed in your face and been like, you are a crazy person. But my last year in school, I ended up running a food pantry for a year and very quickly became just so frustrated with the lack of fresh produce. At that time, I had very recently gotten into going to the farmer's market and like buying all of the greens and things like that. And I was very surprised to find out just how difficult it was for the people I was working with to have those own ingredients in their own home.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time really building up our farmers market gleaning program and ended up collecting, I think close to over 2,000 pounds of produce in a season for the pantry. And that was really incredible. But that still had some flaws. You know, we were getting what it was all very generous and people were really great about growing things for the pantry. But we were limited on storage. So there was only so much we could keep. And then it was forcing me to kind of make sure I got it out. So if we got 400 pounds of butternut squash, I was giving out 400 pounds of butternut squash in 2 weeks before it went bad, kind of regardless of if people wanted it or not. And I was thought to myself, there has to be a better way. So I ended up getting involved with the West Virginia University Food Justice Lab and worked both across the state in different communities, organizing meetings for communities to come up with their own strategies to fight and or to build community food security, and running a nonprofit community garden, which really transitioned well to my role at Valley Crest, where now we're working to build up community food security in ways that provide people with dignity, reliable access to fresh food, and give people really the power to put what they want to see on the table.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We're in Hunterdon County. I can drive 20 minutes, and there are people who, you know, despite their best efforts, are really struggling to have fresh produce, and their kids are unable to have a juicy peach. And that just to me is so silly. There's no reason for it to be like that.
Yeah, I know we were talking about that when people say, you know, oh, you're in Hunterdon County. They never think people in need when it comes to Hunterdon County. So I think it's kind of overlooked, you know, in New Jersey. But there are definitely people in need.
Yeah. New Jersey rates of food insecurity are right on par with the national average. This is not an issue that isn't affecting where we are. It's something that I think isn't as visible, and I think that that makes it worse.
By food insecurity, what is that definition, just for, for everybody listening?
So I believe the USDA's definition is the inability to access food that is healthy and appropriate regularly. So if you are not sure where your next meal is coming, if you know, you're really planning around a very tight budget and you can only go grocery shopping on certain days and you're not able to get the foods that you want to do. If you are, you know, making decisions to buy 4 boxes of mac and cheese at 50 cents per pound because that's something that's within your budget and you're looking at a bag of fresh peaches and you would rather get that, but that's going to feed your babies for 2 hours, and then they're going to be hungry again, and it's just not financially.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Hi, Carolyn. I see you, too. Thanks for joining us today, by the way, Carolyn. It's a good friend of mine. So, Ashley, you.
Yes.
You, I met you through the Max Challenge, basically. I just have to touch on this one, too, because it's our show.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but, you know, I asked you beforehand, too. You know, we're into week 5 now on this program, the 10-week challenge. You're killing it. You're doing things that I think you're killing it. You know, you told me things that from your own fitness regimen, your personal fitness regimen, that are, like, unique. So how are we helping you with this? I'm just curious.
You guys are helping so much. I've always been a person who's like really wanted to be in shape and like really wanted to be super active and just wasn't. And I had kind of allowed myself to be like, well, I'm just not a fit person. Like that's just not me. I have been donating money to large big box gyms for years. I'll sign up and be like, I'm going to go to yoga for a month and here's $200 for an unlimited path. Maybe I go one time. And just from meeting you at the Clinton Township Day, you had me sold in 2 minutes flat. My boyfriend was like, you know, you do this a lot. Like, let's really think about it and just keep continuing to talk to you.
I remember that.
Something felt right about it. And I took the plunge and then I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? Like, this is insane. I'm not going to go to the gym at 6 a.m. Like, that's just not me. And I went the first day and I had so much fun and the workout kicked my butt, but it was attainable. Like I was able to do it. It wasn't something that was crazy.
Sure.
Everything was explained, which was really nice because I'm used to walking around the gym in circles and being like, I don't know what this machine does.
Yeah, we'll tell you exactly what to do and how to modify your exercises and things like that.
And I do modify when it's too hard and other people do too. And instead of like feeling like there's some sort of like weird judgment or competition, it's such a wholesome and supportive environment.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody reaches a personal best, we're all genuinely happy for them. And I think that that's so great. And that's something you see on the Facebook page as well. You know, people are constantly posting like, hey, I had a really tough day today and I struggled to, this was a win. I'm so happy. I got off my medication. And that is so inspiring. Anytime I'm like, ugh, I don't know about this. Yeah. I just, you know, something pops up and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm back to it. So it's been really great. I have gone, I think I'm averaging like 4 workouts per week, which is crazy to me.
And in your first 2 weeks?
My first 2 weeks, I went every single day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Yeah, that's something. That's something. That's a key to it. It's funny because I remember our conversations on the phone. You were you had a unique situation, and if it's okay, I'm just going to share.
Yeah.
But Ashley had just moved back from Virginia. Well, when we spoke, it was 3 months. You were only here like 3 months at the time.
Yeah.
So you've just moved back. You have this brand new job, and you had just moved.
Yeah.
Right? You're not even in the area anymore. You're what, about 45 minutes, an hour away?
Yeah, I'm on Easton Ave in New Brunswick. So.
Okay. So here's this young lady, just moved, brand new job, lives far away, has all these responsibilities. You know, hey, Jenny, you're trying to, you know, have a life outside of all of this too. And I remember when we were talking and Ashley had said to me, you know what, I should probably just wait on this. And the one thing I thought for you or anybody in your situation is you need some time for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing everything for everybody else right now. You know, you have this big responsibility that you've undertaken and you just moved and this is going to be your 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I remember saying that to you. This is your 45 minutes, Ashley. You don't have to think about anything. Nobody's going to interrupt you. This is going to be like your place to go for even a mental vacation, not just a physical one for exercise.
You said that
too,
exactly, and then followed it up with, and quite frankly, Ashley, if you don't do it now, are you really going to do it? And you had me.
Did I say that?
You did. And I was like, oh, you know what? You're right. Like, if I don't do it now, it's always going to be something busy.
Excellent.
And we're in the height of the growing season, and that's busy and stressful. And then we move right into grant season, which is the same. So I think that was really motivating for me
to hear
and have to kind of come to terms with like, why am I pushing it off?
Yeah. And it does my heart good to know that you're enjoying yourself. You're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting benefits from this program.
I am definitely. You know. I have seen a lot of different benefits in just like my ability to do things. But I think the biggest one has been my energy level.
Oh.
I thought that I would be just so tired all the time from going to the gym, but I just feel so great. I've cut my coffee back, which has been really good for
my budget.
Well,
don't have to go to extremes here, okay?
No, I feel so much better.
Awesome.
Physically, emotionally, and mentally. So it's been such a great thing.
And your boyfriend thinks this was a good decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to give him a shout out real quick?
I will. Yes. Brent Luzzi. Looks like I have done it and I'm doing well. So
there you go. I think I remember at the Clinton Township Day, I had said to him, in 10 weeks, Brent, you're going to come up and say thank you to me. That's what I said to him or something like that.
No, it's been so great. I've been motivating him to go to his gym. So
oh, cool.
It's
there
been,
you go.
We're rippling effects.
Ripple effect is great. So got about 30 seconds. I got to take a hard break. We're going to be right back. And then what I want to talk about is really the needs of the farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nonprofit. So nonprofits always have needs. And I really want to focus on that. So this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. You should call us today. You should ask questions and you should do it right now. We're going to take a break. We will be right back. Don't move. Unless you're driving, then you're going to have to move. That's a public service announcement.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. And we're sharing stories here together, Ashley and I, and we're going to try not to cry. We're just swapping success stories. Holly, thanks for joining us. I see you out there. But really, we have, we have a few minutes left here, just about 10 minutes. I want to talk a little bit more about the farm and its mission in helping people. And it's such a compassionate thing. So we talked about that you need a box truck, refrigerated box truck. So if you have a refrigerated box truck to donate, this is it. Volunteers you need. What other ways can people help you, this farm and your mission?
Yeah, I mean, volunteering is a huge one. There's nothing more beautiful than people giving their time selflessly. to help further the mission of somebody else. I mean, it is just incredible the work that volunteers do, and we would not be able to function without that. Running a farm is not a cheap endeavor. As you can see, I think it's 85% of farmers in the U.S. supplement their farm with full-time jobs. This is all of our full-time jobs. So we are happy to take donations and really would love for people to come out and enjoy the farm in that way. So the tickets that we're charging for the Peach and Dahlia Festival, $10 for an adult, all kids are free. That goes straight to covering our program costs, covering the costs of staff labor to grow the vegetables that we're then donating. Sponsorships from different corporations and small businesses are another really key way. We have sponsors for the Peach and Dahlia Festival, Truen Associates, the Lecompte Family Foundation, Beneducci Vineyards, Chelsea's, and Stryker. And those donations have given us the opportunity to be able to put on this festival to let people come out and to kind of enjoy the farm. So that's all really important. if you have any spare farm equipment.
Here we go. Farm equipment.
That's a big one. That's something that is tough to have grant funding for, and is a huge expense that just can help tremendously with labor and time.
So, yeah, so going into that, so you would need volunteers who might be mechanics who can actually service your farm equipment. Is that accurate? Or
yeah, that would, I mean,
that would be one
we
way
have opportunities for anybody to get involved with any skill set. Okay. If you are a graphic designer, we always have materials that can be made. If you're somebody who just like really loves dealing with people, manning our pick your own booth for a day.
Okay.
So there's all sorts of ranging from little to huge.
Mm-hmm. And so you can be out there. You can be in the outdoors mm-hmm. for the most part. If you love the outdoors and you want to help people who are in need, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
And of course, monetarily, and again, I'm going to be the one that's going to be shameless about this. If you are part of a corporation, you're the CEO, the president, whatever, it's a nonprofit, so it's tax deductible.
Absolutely.
It's tax deductible, folks. So you have a way in a unique way, and I'm saying this is an extremely unique endeavor that you're on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I've never heard about in my life. So here's this unique endeavor about bringing awareness and substance in fresh produce to people who are in need in Hunterdon County. And if you love Hunterdon County the way we love Hunterdon County, it's just, it's a way to help the citizens, people who just need some help. They need a helping hand. So if you have a corporation or a business, you should get your debit card out, your credit card out, and you should call Ashley over at the farm. So what's the number that they can reach you at the farm?
908-238-9696.
Mm-hmm. Say one more time.
908-238-9696.
There you go, just in case.
Yeah, and we're happy to answer any questions that anybody might have about anything. Yeah.
And of course, you got the website.
Yep, and we do have our website, valleytrustfarmnj.org, and our Facebook page.
And now, one of the other things, too, going backwards just slightly, you have trails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this was something that was in the back of my head about the trails. These are public access trails there?
Yes.
To walk around,
yeah.
Jog.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're great for hiking. We have some beautiful trees back there. They connect through some private land to Round Valleys, public trails and things like that. But we definitely encourage people to come out and use them.
So you can drive out there,
mm-hmm.
park.
Yes.
Go for a great hike. And then when you're done, you can come and pick some fresh fruit right off the trees.
Right.
Which is a unique proposition.
Yeah. And the farm is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I cannot even come close to describing how beautiful it is with mm-hmm. words. So if you haven't gotten the chance to stop by, I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
This is something I didn't ask you before, but I know you have an educational director,
mm-hmm.
Rachel?
Yes.
Rachel. Okay. Hi, Rachel. Schools.
Yes.
Do you do educational events in schools?
We do. We
private
offer
or public?
A series of field trips. So you can either come out to the farm and our education or director can put together a different program for you based on the age and the class and curriculum requirements. Mm-hmm. Or she'll go into the schools. And we also work really closely with a lot of homeschooled children. She does Science Friday, I believe, and she'll do different kind of science-y activities for the kids.
Okay.
And her programs are so much fun. Every time she's doing a program, I want to do nothing but go join them and, you know, learn and go birding, and they do all kinds of cool stuff.
Birding.
Yep.
Just identifying local birds.
They'll walk through the forest and identify birds and their different calls. She does one. It's a stream safari.
Uh-huh.
So the kids literally go into our streams and like collect different samples of water and different bugs, and they go and see what they can find. They are so cool. So,
very cool. So yeah. Since you're saying birding, I'm going to give a quick shout out to my beautiful fiance, Susan. I love you. And because we are now in this latest thing about where we are in Lambertville, is birds are visiting us now. So especially Susan. It's me a little bit, more her. She's got the books out now, and she's starting to identify birds.
Oh,
so when you were like, oh my gosh, they do birding. and they're going to teach you how to identify the calls, I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden we're going to be visiting this farm.
Well, definitely do.
I could see Susan going out there and going, she's going to want to learn, you know, the different calls now and things too.
Well,
so
Rachel does programs for kids and adults alike. So definitely check out valleycrestfarmnj.org/education. She has a list of all of her programs. And all of those ticket prices help cover the cost of our nonprofit programming.
I got it. Cool. So that's so fantastic. And so, and teaching the kids, you know, when you said homeschool kids, it didn't even occur to me. Is there like an organization of homeschoolers that get together to do this? Or
they have different networks, and we post on Facebook page and like throughout Mommy Poppins and things like that. So we have a pretty good group of kids that come regularly.
That's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Tell me more personal on this one. What is it that you love the most about your job?
I truly love being able to learn so much every single day. Mm-hmm. Butch and Jake are so fantastic at taking the time out to answer any question. And if you're in the orchard, if you come visit us and you have a question, they will stand there and answer your questions and explain everything mm-hmm. for as long as you want. So that has been so cool. And I really enjoy knowing that I am spending my time and my days working to make sure that people are able to access the produce that I feel is a right for them to have.
Very cool.
So it's a very cool thing to know that I get to wake up every day and not only am I making a difference, but I'm loving every second of
it. I know how that feels, actually. I do.
Yeah.
Every single day. So here's a question I've gotten into the habit of asking guests.
Okay.
So don't get mad. What is one thing about Ashley that somebody would be surprised to find out about?
Going back to a previous conversation, I love beer.
That's right. Yeah.
I really love the very hoppy IPAs, double IPA, triple IPA.
Yeah, we did talk about that. That's right.
Love it. Probably not the best for the fitness challenge, but I think it's something that I just absolutely adore.
That's definitely something we were talking about, IPAs. But you know what I say is beer is a vegetable. So
yeah, hop production is actually a very interesting thing to look at.
I think that's going to be a whole other show.
Oh, for sure.
I got about 30 seconds to go. What's the phone number for the farm again?
908-238-9696.
And you're located in Clinton Township?
Clinton Township, right off Allerton Road.
Off of Allerton. Ashley, it's been wonderful. I'm surprised it flew by so fast.
It did.
I mean, I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, oh my God. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank
and we'll
for
see you in
me.
Class tonight too.
Perfect.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. We're going to post this link. Any questions, 908-627-7020. We will be at the Peach and Dahlia Festival this weekend. You come and see us. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The suspected terrorist accused of plowing through cyclists outside the House of Parliament was recently kicked out of a university. The Sudanese immigrant is continuing to be questioned by the authorities. Aaron Cohen is a security analyst and former member of the Israel Defense Forces. He says what we saw yesterday in the UK is a new form of terrorism.
Well, I think what we're seeing, guys, is the next evolution of terrorism, which I'm calling nomad
terror. And what I mean by that is you just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term, and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And, yeah. and I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so you don't have to be part of a terror cell. You don't have to be given specific instructions.
Students at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School returned to a more secure campus today as they begin their first school year since a gunman killed 17 people in the freshman building. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
More positive economic news released by the federal government and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
Retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts thought they'd be. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 1/10.